Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Burn Adette.
Hello, Ryan. Good morning.
How are you today?
I am fine, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Very good today. And you are in what part of the world?
I'm in County Meath.
And are you working today, or are you a stay-at-home slave?
I am
slave,
not. I'm a stay-at-home slave.
And you are the mother of a gaggle of children, or just one, or none?
Three. Yes, three.
Any humans or all aliens?
All aliens.
Yeah. Can you name them for me, or age them for
Alana
me?
My daughter Alana is 13, Ella is 11, and Tig is 9.
Did you say Ella?
Ella, yeah.
Is 9?
11.
11.
And Tig is 9.
And Tig is 9. Okay. Right, so that's... that's a healthy old mix. Should they look after themselves now at that age? They're all brought up. They're all reared and brought up at this
age. They're reared, yeah. They've reared each other, you know?
That's the way it is. All these things that people say. So why are we talking today on the radio, for the love of God?
Because I was listening to you, Ryan, there this morning. As I was hanging out my washing, I was listening to the earphones in the ear my walk. And I heard the guy talking to you about being out in the van.
Yes, Jerry in the van.
Yes, and you offered him tickets as a random Friday act.
Yes.
So my darling daughter, Lana, who's 13, has an ingrown toenail problem.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I think even the words ingrown toenail make me feel a bit sick.
It's not a pretty sight, Ryan, I'll be honest with you, you know.
Has it debilitated her ability to move?
Do you know what? She plays Gaelic football for the local team, which is Nafina, there in Enfield.
Oh, yeah.
And she, last night she was at training. It's a recurring problem. She's had it partly removed twice and is due to have it done again today.
Why is he only partly removed? Why don't you go fully removed?
Well, he's going to do that in June. She has her love of the game. She has a semi-final in the middle of May.
Yes.
Which hopefully will lead on to a final. And if she gets it fully removed at this present moment, she won't be able to play.
Oh, she's dedicated.
She'll be out of action for a month.
Dedicated.
A whole month.
Okay.
So she poor child's in pain. She went off to school this morning after having a little incident in training last night where one of the girls accidentally stood in her toes. Blood everywhere. Everything's infected again. So, just not nice, you know. So I had texted into the show saying, would you please consider a random act of kindness and offer her the 5 SOS tickets?
5 seconds of summer.
Yeah, big fan.
But she, these were tickets for people who were stuck in traffic, having their nail with blood pumping out of it after an incident.
You're a father of girls, Ryan.
You're not playing that card.
Come on, you know.
You know I'll be useless now. And you have an Ella.
Dedicated.
This woman is driving me mad. How did she get on the air with me? She's pulling out all the wrong
heartstrings. A random act of kindness,
right? So listen, I got to tell you, I met 5 seconds of summer on the Late Late Show, and they're nice guys. They're very nice guys.
Yeah, her room is covered in posters, by the way.
Really?
Yes, really.
Did you tell her that I was at you know, Liam in One Direction, I was at his 21st in Chicago last summer, and Five Sass were supporting them, and they were there, and we had a few beers, and it was good fun.
Wow, cool.
That's the... Hang on a second, I just have to pick up those two names I just dropped. There they are. No, we're fine. Now, you want tickets to go and see these boys. They're nice lads, they're Australian, aren't they?
They are Australian, yeah. Massive fan.
Where are you in the house now?
I am in the sunroom.
Are you in the sunroom, Hyacinth? And are you in the... are you on the mobile telephone?
I am.
Now, walk up to her room. Now.
Okay.
Go to that bedroom.
Up to her room.
Go to Alana's room. Now, describe the house as you're walking through, please. I want the house of Ireland. I want you to tell me about the space and the fantastic areas.
Well, it's fantastic, Ryan.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Go on.
The space is just amazing. It's amazing. And wow. Oh my God, wow. You should see it, Ryan.
Go
it's
on.
Amazing.
You haven't told me anything about the house yet. Keep going.
Okay, so we've just come through from the sunroom into the living room. Or should I say the space?
Yes, the living space. Yes,
the space that has the sofas in it and the TV. Yeah. It's just fantastic. This space is lovely. It's such a bright room, bright, bright space. We're walking from the living room to the space, this long space in the middle of the house. Some people call it a hall, Ryan.
Yes.
This is a long space.
It's a long...
It's a bungalow, by the way. It's one floor of a space, Ryan. It's a very large space. So we're walking along the long space and we're heading down towards the fantastic rooms, which come along. I'm coming along and I'm coming into Alana's room,
oh,
which
yes.
happens to have a bed in it.
Oh, that's that would be a bed space then, I think.
It's a bed space.
Okay.
It's a bed. And wow, Rye.
Wow. I can
fantastic.
Smell the wows off it already.
Absolutely.
Now, tell me about what are on the walls in that space.
What's on the walls is 5 seconds of summer in various forms, in various posters, Ryan.
Right.
In different states of attire. There's one of them that they're in kind of superhero outfits, and
okay.
on it's "Don't Stop" is written on the poster, on one of the posters.
Right.
There's a 5 seconds of summer calendar with the boys clad in various states of dress.
Right.
And she has her space, which has her bed in that particular space, right?
Great.
And she has her space is blue.
Oh.
It's real aqua blue.
Oh, lovely.
It's her favourite colour.
Gorgeous.
And in this space, she has a nice bookshelf. She has a computer desk where she does her homework.
Right.
And she has a little storage unit. And, of course, there's the docking station.
And how many marks out of 10 would you give this particular house now?
Well, I would give it maybe 8 out of 10.
Some
of the rooms do need, like, you know, a bit of updating, you know, fresh coat of paint right now.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But overall, an 8 isn't bad.
It's a respectable
result for a bungalow.
It is. Very respectable.
Yeah.
Very. And the windows are clean.
Bernadette, take those tickets. You're a sport.
Woohoo!
All right. You are on it's the last Late Late Show of the season, May the 29th. On Friday night, you will be going with Alana to see 5 Seconds of Summer in the Three Arena. Have a good time.
Thank you, Ryan. Happy Friday.
You were fantastic.
Amazing.
Amazing.